Talk with Jeff Quatramain.
Hello, Jeff. I'm sorry I'm running late today. Never mind. How are you, mate?
I'm really well. And yourself?
Can't complain, mate. Can't complain. You've been testing a new fully electric dirt bike. A fully electric dirt bike. Oh, my goodness. That would be great. It means it would bring silence to farms across Australia.
Yeah, this has been absolutely fascinating for me. I mean, after moving to an acreage, I've now got the ability to test products like this, but this is a very big battery sitting between your legs and powering the single wheel that you normally have on a motorbike. And it looks and feels just like a normal trail bike, but it's very quiet. There's no petrol. There's no gears. It's just pull the handlebar and it flies. It absolutely flies.
How much do you pay for one of those then?
Look, it's definitely not cheap given it's electric. It's a $13,000 trail bike. So you need to be doing a lot of mileage to actually be paying off that little bit of fuel you normally put in a four-stroke.
But we keep talking about, electric cars, and I suppose we forget about the other modes of transport that we use every day for some people. Electric motorbikes, electric trail bikes, they're two things that will change as well.
It will, and we've already seen Harley-Davidson bring out their electric motorbike, and they've added sound to theirs because obviously being on the road, you do want to hear that it's actually coming or that there's a bike approaching. This one is a little bit quiet. It does have a speaker, which actually does play some audio while you're riding, which is quite comical, but, you know, in a lot of ways, it actually means you can be riding around your farm without the neighbours even knowing. So 4 a.m. in the morning, going to feed the cows, no one would even know you're doing it.
Wouldn't that be great?
Lovely.
LG have released their 2022 televisions. Look, they range in price from the sublime to the ridiculous. $1,079 up to $60,000 for a TV.
It's a cracking amount of money for the best TV that LG could be offering. But, you know, it is good to see that there is 43 different models that you could be purchasing from LG this year. I think it's almost too much to choose from. It does make it difficult that you normally might think you want a 65-inch TV and you might know which brand you want, but even that doesn't tell you enough anymore. So going in and doing your research is even more important now where, you know, the cost can fluctuate by so much money. It's staggering.
Jeff, the question needs to be asked. What do you get for $60,000 in a TV?
You get an 88-inch OLED display. Now, this particular OLED would effectively be able to be glued onto your wall. It's so thin, but being 88 inches and OLED, meaning you've got probably the best picture quality you could get in a television, that does mean that you've probably got the best TV in the street, you'd hope.
Still, $60,000, my goodness, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, what's crazier is they actually sell a TV that costs about three times more than that, which is their rollable TV. That's the TV that appears out of your soundbar, actually unrolls itself. They're now selling that in Australia for $160,000. So if you do want to spend more and outdo the person who bought the $60,000 TV, there is still a way.
So this TV, you've got a soundbar that sits on your wall, I suppose, or on a cabinet, and this TV actually, you push a button, I imagine, and the TV rolls up out of the soundbar.
Absolutely. So it almost rises as if it's coming from the ocean. It just appears in front of you bit by bit, and you can actually stop it halfway if you only want to maybe see a clock display and the weather. But if you want it to be fully risen, you can do that and then start watching your movies. And honestly, if you've got an amazing view outside your lounge room, maybe it's the ocean view, you wouldn't want to block that with a television. So maybe something like that would appeal. But for me, I have a very blank wall where my TV sits, and it doesn't make sense.
And it's $160,000.
Obviously, there is that little hurdle I need to get over as well.
Okay, let's talk passwords. You reckon that remembering passwords might be a thing of the past in time to come, thanks to a new alliance with Microsoft, Apple and Google. Tell us more about this, because I don't care how many password vault softwares you've got. Remembering passwords and having passwords automatically put into websites is still a pain in the you-know-what.
It absolutely is. And what this alliance means, especially when you've got these big brands who make the computers that you're using, who make the phones that you're using, this could mean that when you do start to go to a website, when you do need to hit the sign in button, it might just say, go to your smartphone for verification, meaning the smartphone already knows who you are. It knows that you're a trusted person. So that link between your smartphone and whatever website it is you're trying to log in could be enough. And that would mean you wouldn't need to worry about passwords anymore. That verification is done in a different way, because we can always verify who you are. If you can log into your phone, if you've got a fingerprint sensor, that's a pretty good way of just checking.
I just thought that Face ID was the way to go. I mean, there are most smartphones these days have Face ID. Why can't we have passwords, forget passwords, just have Face ID?
That would be one of the mechanisms that you would have the choice of using. Obviously, on an iPhone, Face ID makes sense straight away. Fingerprint sensors for those with Android devices make sense again. So when you start to combine all of these different ways, there's heaps of ways we can be verified which don't require us to type in, you know, 8 characters or something like that.
Can't come quick enough as far as I'm concerned. Talk about a smart watch for kids. Smart watches for adults have been out for years, but what about for kids?
This is interesting, especially if you've got a child who you would like to be able to call or have them call you when they may be at school. This is a smartwatch from a company called Muchi. And at $250, basically you can have a SIM card inside it. It has very basic applications, but you as a parent would also have an application on your phone that allows you to voice or video call to that watch, and they would be able to do the same back to you and have that conversation. So they've got a smartwatch, they're tracking their steps, they're able to take photos with the camera that's on there. But at the same time, you've got a good way of keeping track of where they are and also getting in touch with them.
What do you pay for it?
$250, which is pretty cheap for a smartwatch these days.
Apple's confirmed they're working on a virtual reality headset, and a recent patent shows they want to use it in the car?
Look, so picture this. This is definitely not going to be this year's technology, but when we're sitting in a self-driving car, you may actually start to get motion sickness. A lot of people do when they are in the vehicle, especially once it's self-driving. What are you going to be doing? Well, Apple wants to put a virtual reality headset on you so that when you're sitting in your self-driving car, you'll have an immersive experience that will take away that kind of motion sickness you might get by looking down at your smartphone for the whole duration of the trip.
Suit me, because I'm one of those people that sadly suffers from motion sickness really badly. And with recent eye problems, my wife has done most of the driving and I've had to be the passenger. And let me tell you, an hour drive from home to the surgery where I had to go was tough at times, because I got sick by the time I got there. So there anything go. Like that would take my eyes off the road or enable me not to get motion sickness, I mean, boy, oh boy, that'd be wonderful. And I know there are many other people that suffer from motion sickness, so they would like that too. Good idea, Apple.
Bring it on.
You're a champion, mate. Thanks for getting through that all so quickly. I'll call you again next week a little earlier.
Looking forward to it.
Thank you, mate. Jeff. See you, mate. Bye-bye.